Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99. Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Saving on landscaping projects at Menards. Transform your outdoor living space with easy, no-cut block projects. From fire pits and grill stations to planters and fountains. We offer hundreds of free project plans that are easy to build with no block cutting required. Check out our huge selection of concrete landscaping block at Menards. And view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Celebrate America's 250th with Dish. For a limited time, get an extra $250 off when you sign up. Call 888-ADD-DISH or visit dish.com today and use code DISH250 to claim your $250 savings. That's 888-ADD-DISH. Offer ends August 12th. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the first time he walked through his brother's new house, something felt wrong. A week later, he learned his brother had already seen exactly why.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey there, do you have a real ghost story? Because if you do, a good idea would be share it with us. Call it in if you want to, 855-853-4802. You can always write it down and we'll read it. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive, you can do that a couple ways. You could do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I am Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon is with me. And Kathy, yesterday I did an interview with the Lizzie Borden House. With one of the tour guides from the Lizzie Borden House. Took a while to get it set up, finally did it, and it was super interesting. And I think it's because it's such an infamous true crime story.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting to me is I think if you asked 10 people if they'd heard of the Lizzie Borden story, and they were all like, yeah, I've heard about it. She took an axe and gave her father 40 whacks or mother.
Yeah.
So the crazy thing
is, and then
is,
she turned around and gave the other one 41, right?
But it was her father and stepmother, not her father and her mother. But Lizzie Borden was acquitted.
Well, do you think she did it?
You know, it's,
that's my question.
We had a big conversation about that. Did she do it? And I'm like, you know, you don't know, but from your perspective, what do you think as a tour guide who's been talking about this true crime case every day for 5 years? And, you know, I think it's kind of like she was the one who was there and she kept changing her story. Now, the doctor's like, because of the shock of what she's gone through, we've given her morphine. So therefore, that's why she has changed her story repeatedly.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, I just had a bad reaction to pain meds and I was kind of a little foggy brained at times, but I don't think I would have changed my story repeatedly about this brutal crime. And so it's, you know, and she went on to have lived a, she bought the house that she dreamed of in a very rich part of town because she was a woman of means after she was acquitted. And, you know, so she did get all of the money, you know, so had she killed just the stepmother, you know, she would have inherited the money eventually. Mm-hmm. But how long would that have been? So would the motivation have been money? I don't know. And so it's just, there's no evidence that other, you know, that yes, she did this.
Well, and what year was that?
1892, I think it was.
So when we're talking about something around that time, the evidence is so just circumstantial anyway. They really didn't have good scientific evidence, really. So you couldn't just, you know, say your DNA was on the axe or whatever. And, you know, I just think that now probably it would have been a crime scene that they, you know, would have been able to have some evidence about. Basically, it was, you know, it was always just circumstantial. Someone was there and they were the most plausible person to have a reason to do it, kind of stuff.
And she was in the barn, supposedly, and then had come in the house. And one of her stories, she had come in the house when the other person was murdered, but she didn't hear anything, which would be weird. And then there was a maid, Bridget, also in the house. Could Bridget have done it? Bridget also said, didn't hear anything. Like, she was resting in her room. How could these people be brutally murdered and there wouldn't have been a yell or something? And, you know, well, it's not like you have your Bose speaker going back in 1892 and the TV
on. That's
true.
But, you know, what? Which house? The one in Iowa where, like, six people
the
were
Villisca
killed?
The Villisca Axe Murder House.
Right. And once again, it was one of those, you know, brutal axe-type murders. And this person systematically went through. Well, you would think they seemed to all be in their beds.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, wouldn't, if you heard something, you at least get up and go hide in the closet or, you know, go someplace else? They all seem to not hear it.
And I am assuming because nobody lived in that one. But it's so interesting that Bridget says that she was in her room and just didn't hear a thing. And then supposedly Lizzie had come in at one point for one of the murders, because the murders apparently also didn't happen at the same time.
Okay, now that's even weirder
to
me, because
the stepmother was murdered first. The father came home. He had been
just out. Just got in bed?
And he laid down on the sofa and he was taking a nap. And then he was murdered.
Okay.
So that means that somebody stayed in the house for a while. Mm-hmm. And so Bridget's in the house and she doesn't hear either one of those. I don't know. So could it have been the maid? The other sister, Emma, she was out of town. She was cleared. There was an uncle who had come to town. They kind of suspected it might have been him. But then a niece said, no, couldn't have been him. He was at my house during that time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's so fascinating to me. But it is.
You know, now they would, by the way that the axe landed and stuff.
Hatchet, I think it's a hatchet.
But they probably could even almost tell the height of somebody.
I think blood splatter and all that stuff, you could get a lot of information.
Did they have that available then? No. I don't know. But today, see, I think they could go through it and go, oh, by the angle of this and this and this, this was somebody who was 6 foot two. This is somebody who's 5 foot four. You know, that would help too, actually.
Well, and just to, I don't know, to commit such a horrific crime. So at the time, you know, 1892, women don't do things like that. So despite the fact she had changed her story several times, the jury was like, women just don't do that. And they acquitted her.
Wow.
So it was very interesting. And then it was interesting to talk about the paranormal activity. And, you know, he said, like a lot of times in haunted locations, he said, you know, it's not like it's 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. You know, you might be here for a couple days and nothing happens. Then there might be a day that everything happens.
Give us an example of something that happens in that house.
Oh, it was all the regular stuff. Like hearing a disembodied voice. There's something in the basement that's very dark, and he has seen a shadow person in the basement more than once. And I was like, could that be the killer? I don't know. And he's like, you know, over the years, you know, things have been brought into the house. Did something come in with it? You know, people have brought in Ouija boards over the years, even though they are banned. But footsteps, lots of footsteps, and hearing people in other rooms when he knows he's the only one in there. So it was really interesting. And there's some paranormal groups who have picked up on the same types of activity. You know, kind of confirming each other's findings.
Yeah.
So it was really interesting. And it's definitely a place that I would love to go see. I said, you know, because I am the person who is like, that's the Lizzie Borden house. Oh my God, I have to go in.
Right.
It's a Lizzie Borden bed and breakfast. So you can actually stay there. And
would you?
No, I don't think I would. But they have a ghost tour. They do ghost hunts, and you can spend the night there. And they also have a museum in the house. So they are celebrating 30 years this year of being the Lizzie Borden bed and breakfast in that location. I did ask if he thought that Lizzie might be there, and he's like, doesn't really think so. Because she ended up living most of her life in another house and seemed happy. It was interesting, though, because her and her sister both lived with their parents. Lizzie was in her 30s when the murder happened, and her sister was in her 40s. So at that time, they're spinsters. And something happened between the two of them. They don't know what it was. They never said. They had a falling out, hadn't talked for years. They died within 9 days of each other.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it was really interesting. So now, I'll have that posted.
When is that going to air? So it'll be in a
couple.
Knows.
It'll be in a couple weeks.
Okay.
From now. So, yeah. So it was pretty, it was really an interesting conversation with him. I really enjoyed it.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
That is so fascinating. But nothing about the house that she lived in most of her life? Has anyone ever followed up on that?
You know,
like,
he
if it's creepy?
He doesn't have any experience with that house, so he couldn't really say.
Yeah, I just wondered if that one was.
But I didn't ask him if that's a residential house or if it's still standing. But this one actually had, over the years, so that happened in 1892. Shortly after Lizzie was acquitted, she moved out, bought this fancier house. But it was a regular house. You know, people lived in it up until 1996.
Wow. Holy cow.
Yeah, which I find very interesting.
I do too.
So you'll have to give that one a listen.
Yeah, most definitely.
Well, let's go to our first ghost story.
My name is Noel. We are from California, me and my family. And I have a story to share with you that happened not too long ago. Maybe the last 2 years has been happening. My brother got a job over at a dairy, very old dairy by Los Banos, California. There's a old dairy on Henry Miller Road. There was a house there he moved into, and It's a nice size house. It's very old. It's, you know, I don't 50s, I don't know, 60s. There was a murder suicide in that house. The story behind this story is that back in the day, that ranch was a very big ranch, very wealthy people there. And one of the sons of the ranch, of the owner, he got one of the maids pregnant, moved her into that house, and, you know, told her that, you know, he was going to be there. You know, they were going to get married. But that didn't happen. He left her. He left her, and she couldn't take it. She committed suicide along with her baby. Baby was like 2 years old, and she committed suicide in the closet of the house. Now, fast forward, back 2 years ago, my brother moves to this house, and, you know, he's like, hey, man, well, you know, come out here and check out, you know, the house and everything. I'm like, okay. So I go over there, and, I'm helping him move and everything, and it feels dark. Just the environment, felt dark. And I'm like, you need some light in here. Went back the next weekend because, he wanted to throw a barbecue, and everybody was outside. And, I said, come over. So, I go over, and I said, I'm going to use your bathroom real quick. So I go into the house, and as I'm crossing the hallway, I get this chills, like this unbelievable chills down my arms, and my back. I'm like, what the heck? Is there a breeze coming through here or something? It was the hallway, And I made my way to the bathroom, and I heard some noise on the bedroom. I didn't think nothing of it. It was just like something fell over. As I was walking out, back down the hallway to go outside, I feel that sensation again. And it's just, it's heavy. It's like the air is heavy. It weighs on you. You feel it right away, like something is not right. So I go back outside kind of uneasy, and my brother was like, what's he gathering? What's wrong? I said, oh, no, nothing, man. I'll talk to you about it later. So, a few hours go by, and he goes, hey, man, what's up? And I said, man, what's going on in your house? He's like, what do you mean? I said, I don't know. I felt something in your house. Something is wrong in your house, man. And I told him what happened to me, and he just stared at me, like blank stare with his eyes just big, And he goes, I saw something. And I said, really? What did you see? And he said, I got up to work. It was about 4:30 in the morning. I got up. Everybody's asleep. I got up. I turned on the light on the living room. And as I'm walking my way to the kitchen, I turned the corner on the hallway. There was this mist. White mist, like fog. And I looked down, and I saw a lady and her kid, and they were sitting on the hallway. They looked at me. They turned their heads up, and they looked at me. And I'm just listening to them, like, are you serious? Yeah, I said, how did they look? And he goes, well, they look dead. Like, literally, you could see their expressions of agony, their features, like, corpse-like. They was, like, in between a mirage and a mist, but you could see them. They were sitting there in the hallway. And I said, are you serious, man? Oh, God. And I said, so what are you going to do? And he said, well, I don't know. I said, I haven't told my wife. And but I think my little boy seen them too. I said, my little nephew, Cruz, he was 5 at the time. Are you serious? He said, yeah. But 3 nights ago, I heard him sobbing in his room. It's just sobbing, and I walk in there, and he's staring at the closet, and he's sobbing like he's about to burst out crying. And I said, what? Oh, and I took him to the room, to my room, to my bedroom, to put him in bed. I'm like, what? That's a serious problem, man. So he got he went to his boss, and he asked him, what happened in the house, because he's never seen anything like that or experienced anything like that. My brother was very skeptical. I had seen stuff before. I've seen stuff before, but my brother had it, my little brother. Boss told him the story that I opened the story with, what happened in the house. And he said the house hasn't been lived on for, 5-6 years. And that's one of the reasons why, the house was empty. The boss believed him, and he had a priest over to the house to bless the house. And, you know, it was a big prayer for the souls of these people. Obviously, they're not in a better place. They're still stuck there. Something is kind of cross over. And there was a big prayer for them as a blessing of the house. And this was about 8 months ago. And it's been quiet ever since. Once in a while, my brother, because I asked him, I'm very fascinated with you know, things of the unknown. And I asked him about 2 months ago. I said, so, hey, have you seen anything lately? How's it going at the house? And he said, well, I still get the chills going down the hallway, but I haven't seen anything. And my son hasn't seen anything either. I said, that's good. That's good. Well, anyways, that was my story. I hope you enjoyed it. Take care.
So, very haunted.
Very haunted.
I think it's interesting. At the end, though, like, they had it blessed, and it sounds like it worked.
Well, at least it quieted it. He said he still gets chills. And maybe some of that's just
PTSD. Paranormal trauma syndrome disorder.
That it's still, you're just still a little leery every time you walk through maybe the hallway where you saw that, you know. And maybe there is some leftover, you know, residual energy there that kind of casts that off too. But, I mean, I'm glad they haven't had any more. I feel so bad for his son.
Oh, my God, yeah. Because, you know, number one, how do you explain that to a kid? You can't.
Yeah.
And number two, when the kid has experienced overwhelming emotion like that, that's not a good environment.
I know. And, you know, the thing is that we probably just got the tip of the iceberg stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, probably other things happened while they were in there. He just didn't have the full, you know, all of it. But it's just so sad, so painfully sad.
Yes.
About the mother being so distraught that she kills her child. It's just such a sad story. And I don't know, maybe, I don't know what you do. You bless it. You try to communicate maybe to help them pass along and over, but I don't know.
I know.
You know.
And how could you not, if something like that did happen in the house? And I know sometimes there's stories, did that really happen? I don't know, but it does kind of make sense for the era and stuff. Because that would have been really bad to have a child out of wedlock. But when you hear something like that, and then you're experiencing those overwhelming emotions of it, because wouldn't it leave like residual emotion? You know?
See, that's what I think too. I think there would just be this weird residual sadness.
Yeah.
And darkness hanging there. So it'd be really hard to be in that house. I don't know. What do you do about stuff like that? You know, I lived by a house where this man killed his, basically, they were a couple, his girlfriend.
Well, and they had a baby together.
They had a baby and stuff, you know, and he was sent to prison, and gosh, he's probably still in there. I think he's been up for parole once or twice since, but I don't know that he's ever got it. Anyway, neither here nor there. But I was always amazed that, you know, that house sat there for maybe, I don't know, 5 years. And then this woman, a retired woman, bought it, moved in, and lived there. Yeah, she was still living there when I left. I think she probably lived there until she moved or went on or whatever. And I'm like, how do you go and live there by yourself in a house where a murder was committed? And I even asked her one time, I said, does anything ever bother you over here? Like, is this, oh, no, no, it's fine.
Oh.
I just don't know that I could do it.
Well, you guys planted a line of trees, so you wouldn't even have to look at the house.
To look at the house. Yeah, because it was just right. We just looked into the back windows, you know, where the murder was. But I was like, I don't even know, even if it wasn't a paranormal thing that happened in the house, I would just be like, knowing it happened would be enough for me.
I'm glad, though, you know, because I like to think that they got the house blessed and she mm-hmm. was able to move on in peace with her daughter and that
I
energy.
Hope so.
I mean, I like to think that.
Yeah, I sure hope so.
I hope so. Let's go to this story. It says, I recently discovered the podcast. I really enjoy it. My husband laughs because I'll be out mowing or working in the yard with an earbud in listening to ghost stories, but I figured it was time to share one of my own. My husband and I live on a few acres outside a small town. We've been here for years now, but when we first moved in, there were a lot of little things that happened around the house that I was never completely comfortable with. I'd go looking for something and find it somewhere strange later. Every once in a while, I'd hear my name, think my husband was calling for me, only to remember he wasn't even home. I never saw an apparition or anything like that, but there were enough little incidents that I eventually started wondering if maybe we weren't the only occupants of the property. My husband wasn't interested in any of that. He's a good guy, but he's one of those people who always assumes there's a practical explanation. If I misplaced my keys, then I misplaced my keys. If I heard my name, I probably heard a neighbor outside or a television from another room. After a while, I quit bringing up most of it because I already knew what he was going to say. One Saturday afternoon, I was cleaning the house while he was out in the garage. We have a detached garage, and if my husband isn't at work, there's a pretty good chance you'll find him out there tinkering with something. I remember he came back in the house much earlier than I expected, but he had the same look on his face when something doesn't make sense, and I asked what was wrong, and he said, I don't know. Then he stood there for a second and said, something happened in the garage. That got my attention because he isn't somebody who talks like that. He told me he'd been organizing tools on his workbench. Above the bench, he had shelves with coffee cans full of screws, nails, bolts, all the random things people collect over the years. Sitting on the bench was a metal toolbox. He'd had that forever. According to him, he was standing a few feet away looking for something when the toolbox suddenly slid across the workbench. Not enough that he questioned whether he had actually seen it. He said it moved far enough that it caught his attention. I remember asking if it had fallen or if he had tipped it over. He said, no, it just moved. Then because he's my husband, he spent the next 20 minutes trying to prove himself wrong. He checked whether the workbench was level. He looked underneath it. He moved the toolbox back to where it had been, tried pushing it on different parts of the bench. At one point, he was apparently stomping around the garage to see if vibrations would make it move. The toolbox stayed exactly where he put it. What made me laugh was that he told me all of this without realizing what he was doing. He was basically giving me the same kind of story I had been trying to tell him for months. When he finished, I asked if he thought it might be paranormal. He immediately rolled his eyes and said no. I asked him what he thought it was. He said, I have no idea, but I know it wasn't a ghost. That answer pretty much sums up my husband. To this day, he still says it was not a ghost. He doesn't know what happened. He doesn't have an explanation, but it wasn't paranormal. What changed after that day wasn't his belief system, but it was his willingness to listen. A few months later, I mentioned hearing my name again when I was home alone, and normally he would have brushed it off. Instead, he just nodded and said, oh, for him, well, that's practically a full confession. Nothing else that dramatic has happened since. Little things still pop up once in a while, not as often as they did when we first moved in. Whatever was going on has seemed to settle down over the years. My husband still spends plenty of time in that garage. The toolbox is still out there too. Thanks for reading and thanks for giving people a place to share stories like this. That's from Elaine in South Dakota. I do find that interesting because he did try to debunk it every way he could and he couldn't, but it still just doesn't have an explanation, I guess.
Okay, now, I have to say, and I co-host with you a paranormal podcast, right? And yet, if something happens to me, I am just like him. I am going to go try all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I moved into this house and there was a knock from my closet, I have tried to recreate that sound in so many ways and tried to just anything I could come up with to try to do that, right? If the door gets locked or whatever happens, I always do. I try to recreate it. I try to figure out is there any other reason? And I will be honest, occasionally I figured out. I go, oh, okay, that makes sense. All right, okay, I can move on, you know, whatever. But there are times I cannot. And so, yes, just because I believe in the paranormal doesn't mean that I'm, you know, like just hook, line, and sinker going to buy that for every explanation for everything. I think most people that believe in the paranormal really do try to debunk everything. I really
but
do.
I think the difference there is that he tries to debunk it, can't debunk it, and it's mm-hmm. like still not.
And
paranormal.
he's still not going to go there, right?
Right?
Completely. But I, you know, like me, I'm going to say, why not? Why do you think there can't be other things?
I think it's right? just scary for some people. It's like I don't know what the hell that was, but I don't like it.
You know, who's that famous physicist, astrophysicist? Is it Neil deGrasse?
Yeah.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. That's it, right. I always want to get that backwards. And I was watching him the other day talking. I think he's brilliant, but
he is.
Like, they asked him about it, and he said, absolutely. They said, is there other life? Are there other things out there? He goes, of course there is. Like, why would you think there's not? And he discussed it, and he came up with lots of reasons for it. And, it, you know, I love listening to him talk about things because he comes at it from a science point of view.
Mm-hmm.
He says you can use science to even prove it. You know, you definitely can have other life. It's not that it is absolutely plausible. And I think it's a good idea to try to debunk and figure out if it is something and that you can relax, right? You can say, oh, that's what it was. Okay. And the next time it happens, you know what it is and you're cool, right? But there are things like the other day when my dog's ashes were teeter-tottering on falling off of the dresser when I looked over there. This is like one of those steel urns that's really heavy. Like, nothing could blow it over there.
Oh, no.
You know, the dresser is a tall dresser, so nothing's, you know, my dog can't jump up there or something. And it was over to the edge of the dresser, like, barely hanging on. And I just stood there like, there is no way that thing does it on its own and everything else on the dresser remains the same. I mean, if there was an earthquake, right? If something rumbled by yeah. and even pushed it, which I think is hard to believe as heavy as that is. But even if it did, let's say, other things would have moved on the dresser too.
But at least you're open to it being paranormal. I just find it interesting when people like this still shut it down. And I think it's because it's too much. Like,
yeah,
I can't.
I think for some people, how do you go to sleep at night if you open that door?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of people. They want, you know, everything's black and white for them. The gray area is really hard for them.
Uh-huh.
And he obviously is I don't like the gray area sort of guy.
Sounds like a great guy.
Great guy. Tinkering in his garage.
Sounds like he's a wonderful person.
Well, share those real ghost stories with us because we like to hear them. If you want to call it in, it's 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. We'll read it for you. And you can become a premium subscriber, get the advance episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
Celebrate America's 250th with Dish. For a limited time, get an extra $250 off when you sign up. Call 888-ADD-DISH or visit dish.com today and use code DISH250 to claim your $250 savings. That's 888-ADD-DISH. Offer ends August 12th. Terms apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.